This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some jobs coming to your neighborhood sometime soon, or is the price tag just too big? A giant ship stuck in the Suez Canal could affect what happens in your bathroom? What do I mean? I'll dive into that. The Derek Chauvin trial will kick off the opening arguments. 9 minutes. That's what it's about, the 9 minutes that it took for George Floyd to die, and it turned the world and the U.S. up on its end, where there were lots and lots of protests over that. Now it's about what happens to this former Minneapolis police officer and what happens with Lady Justice, the scales of Lady Justice as far as George Floyd is concerned. So it's very, very big. Massive National Guard around the courthouse because of so much vitriol, etc., for what has happened in Minneapolis well over a year ago. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend, and I am so sorry for the people in Tennessee and so many other areas in the South dealing with the massive rain that you dealt with, because it wasn't just rain. It was that flooding. That was a massive amount in a short period of time where you saw houses that you could barely see the roof. The Nashville Fire Department, last time I checked in, they had so many water rescue teams. Crazy. They pulled at least 130 people from cars, from homes, and that's what they were doing, you know, Saturday, Sunday. It was that bad, the flooding Saturday evening into Sunday morning. You had people clinging to trees, no kidding. I mean, clinging to trees that if they hadn't done that, they'd be dead probably, because the rising water was that awful. And there were 4 people who did die. I mean, there were cars that where people were submerged. It was submerged up to their windows. There was a drowning victim that was found in a golf course, was found on a golf course, swept away by floodwaters. Got out of his car, and it got had because it had gotten stuck, and couldn't fight it. And there were also the bodies of a man and a woman that were found near a homeless camp that was close to a well-known park in and around Nashville. So, and you know, you think of apartment complexes. 15 people were pulled from an apartment complex because they had a mudslide. It was that bad. And it just was awful. Even dogs and cats, 40 dogs from a pet daycare, they had to be rescued, but they were. So you had water that was 4 to 8 inches. It was the 8 inches and the 7 to 9 inches of rain that fell in some areas so rapidly. The Nashville airport said 7 inches of rain. That's what they had. The 2-day total, that was Saturday, the 2-day total had 13 and a half inches of rain, somewhere like in there, right? So it's just crazy. The Cumberland River is the river that goes through downtown Nashville, and it was expected to reach its flood stage, which is 40 feet after 1 o'clock on Sunday. It did. It peaked. And so you can only imagine. The Red Cross is there. There's so many people helping, and bravo for that, because everybody and anyone, all hands on deck who could help, and that made a lot of difference. That's why those water rescues, so many of them were so successful. And of course, you know, this is on the heels of tornado damage and things that happen with tornadoes in Middle Tennessee, just 80 miles southwest of Nashville. where you had a few houses and a few big scares when a tornado ripped through that area. And we have just seen that, of course, the last couple of days heading into the weekend in Alabama as well. So Mother Nature, really, really a wicked, wicked curveball. You got this ship, the Suez Canal. It's the insanity of this. It's the one of the biggest ships, period, on the face of the earth. When we're talking about a massive, we're talking about a massive container ship, bigger than an aircraft carrier. And here it is stuck in the Suez Canal by this crazy storm, this wind sandstorm, where you have ships that are trapped on both sides of the Suez Canal. So for the past 6 days, this has been going on. The Ever Given is what the name of the boat is. It's wedged, picture this, wedged in the canal's eastern bank. And they're doing everything that they can to try to dredge it out. What can they do? They're trying to figure out a way. This dust storm, this crazy weather, thinking that it could ground a ship and throw us all globally into this turmoil. It is. I mean, seriously, when I said it affects you probably in your bathroom, toilet paper, because that some of what's on that cargo ship and then some of what's being delayed is part of that. And then, of course, oil and gas is that industry is affected. So it affects you at the pumps. You have large tugs. You have dredgers that are trying to dislodge the dredgers who are trying to dislodge the Ever Given from the sand and the mud. So what can they do? They're looking for that high tide, because the high tide might help them on Monday. And now they're talking about, the Egyptian president is saying, listen, if we've got to, Al-Sisi is his name, if we have to unload the cargo to lighten the vessel and allow it to flow, because that's where it's from, let's do it. If we've got to do that, if we've got to take it off, then let's take it off, because if that's the only way we're going to do it. And, you know, you think of the Suez Canal, how many times do you think of it? You don't. You hear about it in history class, right? Maybe you've been there. I've never been there. Ironically, I've always wanted to see it. 1869, it's when it first opened. And, of course, politics, war, that's affected what's happened in the canal. But we really haven't had that. But to have this ship doing what it's doing now, it is a crisis. It is a very, very big crisis that's going to be felt by a lot of people. And now probably, I'm sure, what the discussion is going to be is that maybe we have to widen the canal a little bit more. They spent money already to widen the canal, but not the part where this giant cargo ship is stuck, the Ever Given. So that may be something that happens in the future, right? I mean, it is battered supply chains big time under serious, serious pressure because of shortages. And this is a 200,000-ton cargo carrier. Been stuck since last Tuesday. And so all those supplies that normally go through that would already be well on their way are not moving. Not moving, people. Let's hope the high tide works. Cross your fingers, do a dance, something, because it's going to put us all out of whack. COVID next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement.
That's right. That's why I want to be an advocate and a voice for everyone. You look at my family. Use my story. I experienced a tragedy in my immediate family, and COVID can touch every family out there. And so, if there is a vaccine that has life-saving capabilities, I want to encourage everyone to trust it and get the vaccine.
All right, so the voice you just heard is Congresswoman Letlow. Remember, her husband, Luke, died of the virus that she's talking about there. So she's advocating for it, saying, listen, just look at my life. Look what's happened to our life. And don't be in that same situation. In the United States, 550,000 people and climbing have died. That's out of how many cases? 30 million confirmed cases worldwide. We know it's extremely high, too. But let's stick to the United States for a second and the vaccine and the vaccine availability, where so many states, except for a handful, you could be 16 and get the vaccine. You can get appointments so much easier now. And she knows what the pain of that's like. She has two small children. Her husband was excited. He had won his seat in Louisiana, was thrilled to be representing the people. He never got a chance to do that because he got COVID and died. I've talked about people I know that have lost people, and I've talked about friends who have gotten COVID, including my pal Mark Goldman, who said it was like standing in hell. It was the worst thing ever that happened to him. And he has two small children, and he feels fortunate that he survived it. So now there is for some reason a vaccine debate. And I think some of it has to do with being concerned about what happens down the line. I mean, do we know what's going to happen in a couple of years now that you've got this vaccine? What is it going to do to you? Or people afraid of the side effects because they've heard of a couple horrific things that happened overseas, or some people they know that had bad reactions and then, of course, recovered from that, whether it was that they were nauseous and, you know, felt like they were going to pass out, or got the chills and had a fever and had to stay in bed for a day or 2 days or whatever it is. I mean, of course, the best thing would be that nobody has any side effects. But you got to think, to me, this is what you weigh the option. Do I want to be in a hospital on a ventilator? Are you telling me that Moderna and Pfizer are effective enough to keep you from that situation, to keep you from exiting your life and leaving a tragic hole for all the people around you because you didn't want to get the vaccine? I'm for freedoms, and I'm for people making their choices, but the vaccine, to me, seems like such a no-brainer. Again, even from just the people I know that have been connected to this, people that lost people close to them and are still feeling that sick, sad loss that you just don't get over, that hole in your heart that can't be filled, but especially when you know, was there a way this couldn't have happened? If there wasn't this nasty SOB of a virus, would they have ended up in this situation? Talk to the Brazilians. A lot of them are disregarding the pleas to stay home, and they have skyrocketed in deaths in Brazil. They are second to the U.S. Second to the U.S. So I would have to agree with Congresswoman-elect Letlow, and good for her for saying, listen, look at what's happened. Look at my life, because she doesn't want to hear or see somebody in that tragic same situation because you can't bring them back. You can talk about memories. You can eventually have a send-off for them, because right now it's hard to even have these funerals because still we're in COVID. Right? We're still not completely out of this, although it does feel better, right, in so many cases, because if you've been vaccinated, you've gone out to restaurants, you've probably, or maybe you're going out anyway, but you feel like there's more protection, unless you're part of that Miami crowd of spring breakers, because what's erupted there is crazy. Crazy and not safe, right? Not safe. Not at all. Oof. And those getting vaccinated, the numbers are getting so much higher. So the vaccine is available and people are taking advantage of it, but there are still some that don't want to do it. And I fear for the people who don't want to do it. I mean, of course, we don't want to see something happen to us down the line because we took vaccines. But as a friend of mine said today, as she wanted to plan a trip to get together, one of my oldest friends who would do anything for me said to me that she's a VP in a company and said that there were just a few people that didn't want to get the vaccine. And there was no forcing or none of that, but asked, you know, what was the reason? And the reason was well, what happens it 3 years from now? And she said, what happens if you go on a ventilator and die? You know, do you want to go out again? So 93.6 million have been vaccinated. The number of people who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, 35% of the eligible population, 16 and older, and 28% of the total, 28.2% of the total population. We've got variants, right? So there's concerns about that. But we do have on the happy side, we have people, like I said, being able to see people they haven't seen, being able to get together inside a house, grandparents being reunited with grandchildren who they've only seen through Zoom or some other platform on a TV screen. That's it. So Now, while all of this is happening, viruses, of course, mutate. That's what they do. They take on new forms. The coronavirus has thousands of variants that have been identified, but several, including the one in Brazil especially, but Brazil, the UK, South Africa, highly transmissible. And, of course, the concern is, will the vaccine be effective against them? So that's why social distancing, wearing masks, washing hands, still is being encouraged heavily to do that, right? Because you have more states popping up with it. That's what happens. It easily jumps. And if it's more transmissible, I mean, that's the scary thing. And then what happens with the mutation? Could it reinfect people who have already had the virus? Could that happen? Of course, there's concerns about that. And they've popped up. And each of those mutations I mentioned, too, are different. The strains are different. Like in the UK, the one that popped up there, they're saying there's no evidence that it's more lethal. It might be more resistant to antibody therapies. And then there's evidence that the variant could allow for reinfection. There was a man in France who was in critical condition in mid-February after being infected with that strain 4 months after he was previously infected with the virus. And the question comes up again, the vaccines. Moderna has said its vaccine protects against the variant first identified in South Africa with an important caveat that the vaccine elicited antibodies were also less effective at neutralizing the mutation in a laboratory dish. So they're frantically working on that to see what's happening there and see what happens with these variants. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I think the good news is that more people are getting it, and the evidence is showing that it's been successful with people, that there is a rebound, that now we can adapt new and adopt new ways of what we're doing, and we can see people again, and we can hug some people again. I'm going to get to see my family members who I haven't seen in a year and a half, and everyone's going to be vaccinated. It's going to be safe to hug. It's a good thing. I am very excited about it. And we see that that's some joy that's starting to spread, and it is because of the vaccine. It is because of that, right? Coming up, time for a mic drop moment.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A suspect is in custody after firing at rangers in Everglades National Park in Florida. An active shooter was reported Sunday evening in the Flamingo area. In a tweet, the park says that the suspect, a 33-year-old man, fired at park rangers unprovoked About 20 minutes later, they reported the suspect had been apprehended. The main park road in the area remains closed to the public. No injuries have been reported. And the CDC has rejected a request from the cruise ship industry to allow it to resume using American ports in July. Instead, the CDC says its original framework for letting cruises resume will stay in place, which won't allow ships to sail again until November. The Cruise Lines International Association had asked the CDC to lift the framework, saying it was outdated and didn't take into account the mitigation efforts cruise lines have been taking in other parts of the world. This is USA Radio News. The Border Patrol says they're likely to encounter nearly 150,000 illegal immigrants in the month of March. NBC News reports that the Border Patrol is averaging about 5,000 encounters a day, putting the month of March on pace to surpass May 2019's 140,000 illegal immigrant encounters, then a 12-year high. Senator Lindsey Graham was part of a group of lawmakers that visited the border late last week, and the South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that he was told that the Biden administration was warned that the border would become overwhelmed if the Remain in Mexico policy was lifted.
I've been twice in the last 2 months, and here's what I learned this time that was different than last time. I had a two-star Border Patrol supervisor tell me that they briefed the Biden transition team that if you do away with the Remain in Mexico policy, where people have to wait in Mexico for their court date regarding asylum, will be overwhelmed. If you change the policy regarding unaccompanied minors, we'll be overwhelmed. They were told this. They did it anyway.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Drop moments. The best, I think, that I have ever had on this show. I want to give it away, but I can't. It's so good. You're going to have to wait for it, right? If you're driving around, what I would suggest is you pull over. Because seriously, this is just going to blow your mind when I go to the mic drop moment. Oh, I couldn't believe it. In fact, I was just absolutely stunned. So, and I realized, boy, if I was just in a little better shape when I was a little bit younger. Anyway, I'll get to that. But before we go there, it's a very big week, obviously, when it comes to the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer. And there's all kinds of precautions that are being taken because you got opening statements that are going to get underway on a Monday. And you recall this story. I'm sure you all do. That's why I can't imagine the jury selection, how tough it was. And I saw the questions that a lot of us did that they were asking people. Did you see anything on social media? I mean, how could you not? But, there's so much going into this, and it's interesting in looking at this trial and the opening statement and what it's going to be about. It's going to be so much about how George Floyd died, because the defense is going to try to talk about drugs, and they're going to try to talk about a heart condition and that kind of stuff. And of course, the prosecution, you saw what happened. Everybody saw the video, saw the officer, former officer Chauvin, with his knee on the neck of George Floyd, choking him out. It was so awful. It's so awful to see that video. And it was recorded by someone who was standing there. They were yelling. They were pleading with him to let up. 9 minutes. But the defense, again, is going to argue that Floyd wasn't killed on Memorial Day by Chauvin's knee, but by the drugs he ingested while resisting arrest and underlying health conditions, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So you have... It's like a lockdown. I mean, it's like a fort, really, where this is happening in the Hennepin County Government Center. It's you know, you have to. So you've got National Guard all over the place, and you have armed people who are there to keep journalists out that aren't supposed to be there, the ones that aren't supposed to be there. So it's just wild. They've invested $1 million in fortifying the courthouse. Because you saw what happened afterwards. The Minneapolis was on fire last summer on a couple of different occasions at a couple of different places because people were outraged by what they had seen, or other people used it as a way to look at the Floyd thing and use that as a decoy for their own nefarious gain, sadly, because there were definitely peaceful protesters. There should have been, and there were. So, you know, in looking at Chauvin, he's charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, manslaughter in connection with 46-year-old George Floyd's death on May 25th, 2020. He was a 19-year vet of the Minneapolis Police Department. There were so many different angles of where this was filmed because there were a couple people that were watching it happen. And in the video recorded in front of Cup Foods, which is where it was, he could be heard pleading for his mother, saying he couldn't breathe as Chauvin pressed his knee into the back of his neck. And people that were there were screaming at him to get off, asked him to check for a pulse, warned that he didn't seem to be breathing. And then there you have the three other officers involved. They were each charged with two counts of aiding and abetting and second-degree murder. They will stand trial, or expected to anyway, in August. But this is just Chauvin now. So the kinds of things that you'll see how they initially responded. The 911 call at 8:08 in the evening, a man... a man who bought merchandise from a corner market with a counterfeit $20 bill. Floyd was in the driver's seat of the car parked around the corner when the officers arrived, and then that's how everything unfolded. You've got body camera footage showing what happened when they opened the driver's side window and ordering Floyd to put his hands on the steering wheel and all of that, and then getting out of the car and pulling him, he ends up being kind of pulled out of the car and then being cuffed, and then what happened ultimately when he fell to the ground and told the officers he was claustrophobic, and you know, Floyd was 6 feet tall, he weighed 200 pounds, and there was a little bit of a struggle, and certainly nothing that in my mind, looking at this, would have ever led to what happened of that 9 minutes of the, okay, he is down. And why did that continue to go? But it's going to be a lot of digging into the autopsies. It's going to be a lot of digging into the death. And the manner of death was listed as homicide. But what were the other things that were listed? That's what the defense is going to look at. So it's, you know, the jury's going to decide on Chauvin's fate. It's 15 people, including 9 who are white, 6 who are black or multiracial. If the court follows the standard kind of practice and the alternates are the last 3 chosen, the 12 who deliberate would be evenly split between people of color and white people. And when the jury was completed, the Floyd family attorney, Ben Crump, who negotiated that $27 million civil settlement with the city, issued a statement that didn't make any really comment about the makeup of the jury at all. Just saying, this is not a hard case. If George Floyd had been white, the facts would have been undisputed. The justice would be swift. We expect the same for George. Period. Said what they had to say, and that was it, what Crump said. So now let's see what happens as this unfolds. And again, $1 million to lock down, protect what's happening in that courthouse definitely, definitely tells you something. And how long will this go? And then how long will it take for a verdict? And that's also something to watch as well. And, of course, we'll have that and reaction to it. And we'll talk to attorneys and stuff as we move along here on this show. So switching gears a bit and talking about something that was just a surprise to me. Listen, I'm a capitalist. I think that people should earn what they can get. You know, some people work so bloody hard and to me are just underpaid and should be paid more. That's why we're seeing with the pandemic, one thing that's happened is people have been forced to look in a different direction and have started businesses. So while some are struggling with the companies they work for, they got laid off from, and all the horrific things that have happened, not only to our health, but also, and which includes our mental state, but also what's happened with entrepreneurism and how that has exploded. And some of it has really worked for people. So again, I don't have to explain it, but I believe in capitalism, and when it's done correctly, it works. So imagine your job is to watch people on the beach and in the water. Imagine you are a lifeguard. There might be a shark. That would be scary. That would be scary. I can hear one in the background. If I'm on the beach in L.A. and I see, I see a shark, I don't know that I could really honestly feel like I could dive in and save you. Maybe that's why I'm not a lifeguard and never was. Just once when I was in high school at the Woodcrest Pool. But I didn't make that kind of money. The kind of money we're talking about. 7 lifeguards in Los Angeles County made more than $300,000. Made more than $300,000. Yeah. So, you know, sit-ups, crunches, you love to swim, you love to help people. It could be a good career. 82 lifeguards had total earnings that were over $200,000 in 2019. I saw this in a couple of different publications, but Forbes. Forbes alerted me to it. Someone there sent me something. And Fernando Boitu was the most highly paid and earned $391,000 and 971 on top of it. $391,971 as the acting chief lifeguard. Right? So he out-earned, sounds like a CEO, he out-earned 1,000 of his peers' salary. And what was it? And here's how it broke down this. The salary itself was $205,000. The perks, $60,000. The benefits, $125,000. And then, you know, the whole thing is you get that overtime pay and the compensation package. What I thought was so interesting is the listing of all the different lifeguards. There was a handful that were listed. Wow, just crazy. So to be a lifeguard in L.A., you can make some good cash. Again, the shark threat would be scary to me, so yeah. I don't know, right? I'm just saying, I don't know. Wow. I'm still getting over that. All right, Kiwan Murphy is joining us next. What a story he has after recovering from an accident. What is it like to get back your life? Stay with us. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Green room right now, but Kiwan Murphy's story is interesting. He, he's like any other high school kid, he talks about this in his book Day to Night, where there were things to be proud of, right? Like he was the first black person to score a goal for his high school lacrosse team, and he had, you know, these athletic ambitions. And then a few months later, one of his friends and he got into a car accident, and the collision caused him to be ejected from the car. And what happened afterwards? A 2-month and 28-day coma. Wow. Imagine when you regain your consciousness after that. What is life like? So, Kiwan Murphy, wow, tell us about your story. What was that like for you afterwards, especially?
Well, it altered my life extremely. I wasn't expecting it. I don't remember anything leading up to it. So it kind of, I don't want to say scarred me in that way, but I think about it a lot. What happened?
Right. And what's significant in telling people is that you were in a coma, and as you said, there's a lot you don't remember, and you came out of that coma, but it took a while for you to come out of that coma.
It took almost 3 months, 2 months and 27 days. So, I mean, the process after that coma, like the therapies, all the therapies I had to go through leading up to the prior months, those are the ones that they're enlightening, I should say.
Do you even remember the accident? Do you even remember anything at all right when that happened?
No. I tried. I think I did some type of flashbacks, but I don't know for sure.
So what is it that you think people can take away from what happened to you? And then, you know, we'll talk about that specifically, what you talk about in the book. But what do you think people can take away from your journey, your experience?
Morally, just no matter how bad things can get, don't let it keep you from getting what you want done. That's what I'm saying morally, yes.
Right. And that's day to night. I mean, that's what you talk about. And that's why the title totally fits what happened with you.
Day to night, I chose that title because that's how I felt my life was. Like, that's the perfect analogy I could use for my scenario.
Yeah. When we dig into the book, what will people find in the book? Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, to start the book off, I basically give you a rundown of who I am, the person writing this book or that wrote this book, and where I was. I started my life in I was born here at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but I moved to Georgia for a while. So I gained a love for football and a love for sports in general, but I had a couple of friends there. Well, my mom signed me up for a brother there that is, we still talk from time to time. We text. I see him when I go back down to Georgia occasionally, but it was cool because he kind of taught me, he still gives me things to live by. And that's why I appreciate having met him.
Kiwan, let's talk about something that you talk about in the book where you're in college and then you have this opportunity with Netflix and then something happens to you where you're blamed for something. What were you blamed for?
Someone had blamed 30 grams of weed on me and some brass knuckles that was found in a bag in a dorm that wasn't mine because I was commuting to that school from Quincy because I live right next to the school. But while I was shooting for Netflix, someone said that the bag was mine. And then when I went to the meeting to talk about the bag, I said that it wasn't mine. But the reply I got was, do you expect me to believe that story? I just had to accept that as it was God's plan. And I hope it is God's plan, because if it is God's plan and I see that working, I'll be happy for it. That'll make me very happy at the end of the day. And then I just talk about how my first love was psychology, but it turned into writing through being my mental state and it being good for my mental state, like doctors telling me that it was good for my mental. It was very relieving. And
so by doing that, by the psychology, it helped you understand more about your mental state.
Yes, it helped me. Well, very much so in my traumatic brain injury, because I got that with the diplopia. And I forgot the term for it. Well, the sports psychology, and because that has a lot to do with the brain. And I learned many ways of how the brain works. I still don't know if I learned all the ways of how the brain works.
Well, we can't wait to see what you come up with next. And you can get Kiwan's book, Kiwan Murphy's Day to Night book, on Amazon. Is there any other place where people can look you up?
Amazon, and then Barnes & Noble is the website. I tried to get them in the stores, but...
That's okay. People can get it on Amazon. That's worldwide, so that's excellent. So go there and learn more about Kiwan Murphy's story and, again, his book, Day Tonight. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So interesting, because can you really imagine that being gone from your life for that amount of time and then trying to piece it together after you regain your consciousness? And when he left the hospital, going back to school, it was his senior year, and of course, what do you want to do when you're a senior? You want to be with the people that you were with. You want to graduate with the people that you were there at the school with for those previous years. And he was able to do that with a traumatic brain injury. Think of how often on this show we talk about that, and what does that mean, and what's the recovery like for that, and what you have to go through, and searching, and the kind of physical therapy that you have to go through as well. And then he went to community college, which, you know, eventually turned into going to a dorm, which he talked about, you know, and then being on the Society, was the Netflix show. He was on the set for that. And how great is that? So then he gets blamed for something because they find it in the dorm, and, you know, it wasn't his. And then imagine going through that. So there are other parts of the story, too, that are, I think, that are really, really uplifting, and that's what he talks about in Day Tonight. I mean, just like that, how things change around you, and then what is, right from the very beginning, he talks about new beginnings, and what does that mean, and he goes back to what it was like for him, and then what happens with the accident, and what happens to your brain, and what is that like? And I can't even imagine what that's like. I have certainly, on this show, we have talked to other people who have had traumatic brain injuries. And it's tough. It's that recovery. A lot of times you don't see that in between, because you see what happened in the beginning. It's like when stories are done about it. You see what happens in the beginning, and then you see what happens on the other side. But what actually occurs in between, and how do you get from that spot to surviving, thriving, feeling super, super good, that kind of thing. And plus, I love that he mentioned the Big Brother, the Big Brothers Association in Georgia. I'm a big fan of that. And he talks about that. He talks about his brother teaching him how to roller skate, his big brother, and how they still text back and forth. So pick the book up. You'll be entertained. And you'll certainly learn much more about this really interesting young man. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people, and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.